Welcome to you all. It is Portia and the guides, and we would like to talk today about staying true to your true heart. So many of you ask us questions about things in your life where you are puzzled about the choice to make, whether it is to stay in a relationship or to move to a new home, a new location, to try a new job, to go to a particular medical advisor, to believe something that you read on the internet. It goes on and on, the many questions in your human lives. We wish to counsel you on this in any situation where you are uncertain or do not know what step to take or choice to make. Stay true to your true heart. Stay true to your true heart. What is your true heart? It is the knowingness within you, in your central core. It is the God force speaking to you, your spirit speaking to you. It is not a cacophony of voices or advice or counsel or three options that might be good and that cause you even greater confusion. When you pause and take a breath and become still and allow yourself come to home, is the true heart actually. Come home and ask your question. The answer arrives right there for you. And with the answer comes comfort and knowingness that this is the truth, that this is the best and highest. You must let go as you listen. The mind will try to grab the wheel and to whisper or even shout ideas to you or to tell you why the guidance you are hearing, which is soft and gentle and sure, is not correct. Your mind, the ego mind, is quite savvy. It knows how to pull you off track, off guard. It even may say, well, that doesn't make sense at all. But dear ones, your true heart is where God speaks to you. Your spirit speaks to you. And it is protected from the smaller mind, we will call it, if you will stand firm and in that central core of your being and continue to listen. And the answer will come. And then continue to ask more questions if you so desire. Once the answers come from your true heart, you must trust. You must surrender. The ego mind will attempt to once again pull your arm, pull you off track, and cause you to have fear and doubt and not to trust. Your true heart is stellar. It is flawless in its guidance for you. The ego mind is greatly flawed, as you already know, although it likes to puff itself up and make you believe that it is God, or that it knows more than God. And this is laughable. We see this, and you see this too. So when you do come to your central core and ask your questions, be still, be silent, and allow the true answer and answers to come forward. Allow them to arrive in your consciousness. This guidance is pure. It is worthy. It is priceless. And whether anyone else agrees with you or not, you stay true to your true heart. This will keep you on your path, and it will keep you in integrity and filled with light and with joy and confidence that in every decision you make, in every situation, as you stay true to your true heart and its guidance, you will be safe, secure, and you will be on the correct forward movement and staying on your path and on your purpose and on your mission. We recognize that this is not the way of the world. The way of the world, particularly Western culture, is to attack a problem, an issue, a question with the mental mind, the ego mind, and then it can run you around and run you ragged, keep you awake at night, concerned, worried, fretful, angry, fearful, doubtful. We know you understand all of these emotions are intended to lower your vibration, your frequency. This is not what you desire or what you wish for. So try this out this week, whether it is a big decision to move across the country or to travel to a foreign land, yes or no, or how to do something with grace and with love and with elegance in a difficult situation. We ask you to stay true to your true heart. Come home. Be still. Ask the question, and God and your spirit are right there, guiding, guarding you, protecting you as well as you take your next steps. Then you must trust. And if any ideas come in that would nip at your heels and say, no, this is not correct, you are going to make a big mistake, you are going to fall on your face and be embarrassed, whatever the ego mind whispers in your ear or shouts at you, come back home. Trust. And if you need to ask again, then ask again from your true heart, listening to your true heart. It is your best and highest guidance in your human life. And we do remind you, this is not your human heart. It is not your romantic heart. It is the central core of your being, your home base, your true heart, where the God that created you and your spirit, which is an aspect of God, reside. They are not contained within your physical beingness, but it is where they vibrate and where you are home with them as a human being with a physical body. Try this out this week and observe the dynamic of your system and what comes up for you. Be vigilant in this practice, and we promise you, you will grow, and any dark clouds above you will part, and the steady and sure light of God will beam through your entire being and your entire experience and life. Our love and blessings are with you always. Namaste.